caliber gun and pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Wednesday morning, let's rise and shine. Separate your bed from your behind. Tell the stranger sleeping next to you.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John. What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Turkey on the verge of invading northern Syria.
The announcement putting pressure on the Trump administration days after announcing U.S. troops would be removed from the region. Several lawmakers growing concerned over the possible genocide of our Kurdish allies. Now this morning, Kurdish fighters say Islamic State militants have launched several suicide attacks already. No word on casualties. Several lawmakers calling on NATO to help avoid a humanitarian disaster there.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez, an American among the three scientists awarded the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for the development of lithium-ion batteries, first truly lightweight batteries. Winners are American John B. Goodenough of the University of Texas at 97, the oldest person ever to get the Nobel Prize, British-American scientist Stanley Whittingham, and Akira Yoshino of Japan. America's listening to Fox News.
Congratulations. You've just tuned into one monster of a morning show with Greg Budell.
That's Frankenstein.
Jay Scott.
You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tailing.
Emily Hayes.
He would have an enormous Schwanstucker.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
To the lumberyard!
So tighten up your neck bolts. Sit back and relax. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
Look out!
So cool.
I would you give me a hand with the bat?
You take the phone,
and
I'll take the
phone
and the
table. Yeah, I've heard that one, too. It is Three Men and a Lady at a couple of minutes past 6. Any big news today? We'll find out coming up at first about this forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, the nights have been nice, and the mornings have been nice. Yeah, afternoon's going to be a little warm. I mean, we had 90 yesterday. We had 90. We're going to be 90 today, 90 tomorrow, and I think 90 on Friday. But the humidity is tolerable. I've got the rain chances just about nil today. I saw a future radar print out some showers, and I kind of laughed. Mostly clear tonight, low 65. Again, tomorrow and Friday, 90. Risk of a spotty showers Friday night into early Saturday as the next cool front moves into the state. I'm excited about this one. If you want to see excited, watch my morning video. See how excited I get. Because there's more fronts beyond that. A Saturday's high, 82. 82. Lows by Sunday morning, perhaps 53. How nice would that be? That would be jacket weather. And then Talladega, if you're going to the race, upper 70s for the Sunday race. That looks good, too. And then another front next week. Right now, this morning, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. A few clouds. It's 69, which feels pretty nice at 6:05.
It does. The mornings have been nice. The evenings have been nice. Mm-hmm. But actually, the day felt hotter yesterday than it did more recently. Was the humidity up yesterday?
The humidity was very low yesterday, but I was breaking a sweat walking this obese dog. It's National Pet Obesity Day.
I understand that. As a matter of fact, I was going to avoid that topic, but since you brought it up...
Okay, I admit it. My pug, Larry, is a tubby little furball. He's a blort. Is it a coincidence that today is National Pizza and Beer Day and National Pet Obesity Awareness Day? I mean, he looks at me with those cute, begging eyes.
Yes.
And he's just so dang adorable. Okay, here's a pizza crust, Larry. You and I will start our diet tomorrow, won't we? Yes, we will. Yes, we will. No, no beer for you. I have my limits.
Lady, you don't know what adorable is until you work with Rich Thomas.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's finally...
also obese.
Stop. Eating again.
Yes! Thank you for the first breakfast in 5 days. It was wonderful. I've had stomach virus since Friday.
So out came the good bacon from Food Outlet this morning.
Yay!
Baked to a perfect crispness.
Do I sound happy?
Yes, you do. And when you sound happy, then I'm happy. Now, let's see how the Braves do tonight. We'll see how you are tomorrow.
Jeez, gosh. Gosh, I'm so nervous.
I think the Braves will win. You know the team that I think is going to get shocked?
The Bruins.
The Astros?
Well, maybe them, but tonight, the Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers. Now, I would love to see Washington win.
I would, too.
I would love to see Tampa Bay win their series tomorrow night.
Because the Yankees will beat Tampa.
Yeah, well...
I don't think they're...
No, I agree with you. But I would just like to eliminate the Rastros.
Yes. Ruh-roh. Because we don't care for them. Do you have the name?
I do.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
John Mitchell Jr.
John Mitchell Jr.
John Mitchell
Jr.
Junior.
You're the first name today in the name game contest. Call 396-5477, 396-5477. And when you do that, John Mitchell Jr., you will qualify for a $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings.
John Mitchell Jr., 396-5477. If you are thinking ahead, I mean, we'll get the specific numbers when Rich does the countdown during the timeline, but holidays, well, I mean, it's October. Thanksgiving is November, which is the next month, and then Christmas. And if your furniture's looking a little ratty or you would like to find a more comfortable chair to watch the game from, I urge you to consider going to Kaiser Fine Furniture. Kaiser will save you money right off the bat because they're beyond the tentacles of our Montgomery 10% sales tax. So you save there. But this is a huge building. They invest in a lot of fancy trappings and stuff. It's a building that holds an incredible selection with great values. My buddy Stella can help you navigate if you're looking to have a focused visit or if you just want to browse a variety of, I mean, if you can't find it at Kaiser, guess what? It ain't been made yet. So stop by and see them at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. As you're going north on 231, they're on the right before you get to the Aw Shucks Oyster Bar. Please tell Stella you heard about them here at 608. Could there be any big local news?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A historic night for the city of Montgomery as Stephen Reed is elected mayor. He will be Montgomery's first African-American mayor. Reed defeated business owner David Woods in the runoff election. Woods says at this time he doesn't plan to pursue any other political offices. The runoff for Montgomery City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Less than 10 votes separate incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marche Johnson. Provisional ballots will now be counted. And CeCe Calhoun defeats Phyllis Harvey Hall in the race for City Council District 5. Calhoun will replace City Councilman William Green. Aronde Mitchell defeats John Dow in the race for City Council District 6. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the City Council will be sworn into office on November 12th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday.
Hello? 1990s? Listen, I swear I will trade you my Facebook account and smartphone for one more happy hour at Bennigan's and a couple of sips of Crystal Pepsi.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
He's 9 years old in fourth grade.
All right, you've been properly warned. And since we...
just a bacon repeating.
Oh, yeah, a little repeater on the bacon. The bacon, what was wrong with the bacon?
It was fine.
That was a masterpiece bacon. It was
perfect. I'm so happy. Do I come across?
What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, how's your bacon?
Well, being that this is my first BLT in like the last three times that you've made one, I would say it was pretty dang tempting.
Pretty dang.
Jane?
I loved it.
Good.
Orgasmic.
Perfect word. Perfect word, orgasmic. That's great.
Well, you did
that.
The disclaimer, so we could say that.
Yeah, exactly. But that wasn't why I played the disclaimer.
Oh, I see. What?
Nobody's prouder than I am to have made an orgasmic BLT.
Oh, my lands.
A survey was done on the lovemaking habits of people in various professions.
Okay.
Our survey said...
Farmers are getting more action than any other...
What's the jingle?
You don't have to be lonely.
At farmersonly.com.
No. I got the jingle right here.
Oh, McDonald had some sex. E-I-E-I-O.
What?
You don't have to be lonely.
Here and there.
Farmers.com.
Only go McDonald's having sex. E-I-E-I-O.
So farmers are getting, you say more of it or better enjoyment out of it, or both?
I don't think this is a quality assurance survey.
Oh.
It kind of rates activity. So farmers were number one, and I'll bring you...
Are there farms in Millbrook?
Well, there used to be farms there. Then they started developing. Counting down the top five.
Number five.
Lawyers.
Number four.
People in advertising.
Number three.
Hairdressers. I'm going to tease Deborah when I go over to Elegant Styles tomorrow. Say, guess what I know about you.
Number two.
Architects. So, find another Greek god. Let me finally figured out your naughty little secret, my bud.
Build you something, baby.
And then farmers at number one. And then the same survey asked people to rate how good, and farmers came out on top there.
You don't have to be lonely.
It's life, it's a story, and that's why it was brought to you by me.
In other news, a lot of people are changing their plans of what they want to be.
Next time we talk to Randy Burkhall at Prattville Farm Center.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we could have a little fun with that, couldn't we?
This is true.
6:15 is the time. All right, we have the cheap and trashy a little bit later. Our TV topic today.
Halloween candy. 94% of Americans think that chocolate and Halloween candy make things more festive.
Okay, so how long do you think we'll stay focused on this before we...
About 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Before we go long on. Enough to introduce the
Should
topic.
I bring up the farmer story on TV?
No.
Farmers.
That's why they sit there with their finger over their dump button.
Farmers and Halloween candy.
I have.
That story you told yesterday, though, about that crazy lady in California, about how... She let the whole homeowners association know that they are the rich neighborhood and they should have full-size candy bars.
What candy is in?
That would
what
be applicable to this story.
Yeah,
applicable.
That's interesting.
Applicable. Applicable. Boo.
When is Andrew getting married?
Next the 19th of October.
Oh, so it's
the day after his birthday.
Wow.
I mean, the day after Jay's birthday, I was pointing. You couldn't see that.
The day after my birthday and the day after Alan and Fun Size Jane's wedding anniversary.
That's right.
Oh!
This is a story of a bride and a groom.
Mm-hmm.
They were at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
She didn't know that the videographer had equipped the groom with a microphone.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
What the heck did she say?
So, listen to what she says during a very tender moment.
No.
What is happening?
You look amazing.
I took a really big dump right before I came down the aisle.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I can't hear what she said.
What did she say?
In other news, we have a new mayor.
I couldn't hear what she's... Oh, man.
Oh, geez, you're not going
to... You'll have to tell me during the break.
She gets up to the... altar.
I heard her say, like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
But then I didn't hear anything else.
Second thing.
Other than him saying, what the hell's wrong with you?
Focus, everybody.
All right.
Listen to what she says.
What is happening?
You look amazing.
I took a really big dump right before.
I didn't hear it either. Still didn't hear it. Like, I hear her say something, but
we'll talk about it during the break.
Can I say it?
Emily totally heard it.
Yeah, she did.
Can I share?
Go ahead.
She says, I took a really big dump before coming down the aisle.
You're kidding.
No.
That's why you look amazing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said. What the hell's wrong with you?
We got to have those open lines of communication in a relationship, otherwise it's not going to work.
Well...
And when you're standing down there for 45 minutes, better to be.
I don't. Yeah, the ones I've done, I don't keep them at 45 minutes.
You know,
I get it done, and you know.
When we used to go it's a little more solemn.
And the two times I went to the dog park, you look for the dogs that are happier because they have just taken care of some business.
Mm.
Well, I hate to bring this party to a close because we have to move on.
We have
a timeline coming up.
Yep. Yay!
And today's lesson of the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, but I want to check out jackingram.com. And I've kind of taken an interest because I know lots of folks daydream about owning a Beamer. And they've got one at Jack Ingram with only 86,000 miles. This is a car. It's like the... In a way, similar to the Subaru we got for show, because the car had so few miles on it and was well-maintained. This is a 15-year-old Beamer, a 2004. has 86,000 miles. That's a little over 5,000 miles a year in driving. It is in pristine condition. I mean, this is a showpiece vehicle. You can get it for under $8,000 and make your Beamer dream come true at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a first car for a new driver? There's plenty of choices in that regard. In the sedan, you got a Volkswagen Jetta, which is a very, very safe vehicle. That's under $7,000. Looking for a little more room, a 2013 Ford Escape at under $9,000. And one thing, everything in this under 10 category that Jack Ingram has in common is a good vehicle history, beautiful gleaming body, clean and pristine interior, and an engine that the Ingram team of mechanics says we can sell this one because we have checked it out and it's going to deliver reliable driving miles, because they just don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. See Tip Tames and his great team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. And, by the way, 22 different financing programs available if you've had a credit issue or two come up. We are at 6:20. We will salute the bandwagon fans in Tampa. You know, that team.
That's amazing.
Second worst attendance. And part of that's the ballpark. In fairness to the fans, it's part of that's the ballpark. Because it's awful.
Did you see that put out from the outfield in the fifth?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It doesn't get better than
no,
that.
No, that was pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing. And baseball tonight, while the Yankees sit around, I hope they don't get rusty waiting to find out who they're going to play. That will be determined tomorrow.
The Braves play at 4 o'clock. I'm so
4
nervous.
O'clock.
So nervous. Nervous. So nervous.
I'll be
nervous.
Watching.
So
good. Then we'll have that game on in the studio here. We'll bring you live updates. Me and Rosie will. No, and Jay Quellen and Dana, I think, will be here today as well. 6:21. It's time to take our first look at traffic this morning.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a problem on the Troy Highway this morning as you're headed outbound to Troy. Just as you pass Taylor Road, we have a vehicle fire that has all lanes blocked. There is no movement on the Troy Highway at that location. If you head out that way, you're going to be in traffic for just a little bit. I-65 and 85 doing a good bit of business this morning, but no accidents anywhere to speak of. Even the 31s from Wetumpka and from Prattville aren't looking good this morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite & Swidge Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
This is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We're all going to do it together. The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Tampa Bay Rays win game 4.
Congratulations, Tampa Bay Rays fans. You're still in it to win it against the Houston Astros. You were also next to last in attendance this year. Most games were played to a sea of empty seats. So you might want to buy some Rays gear like hats and jerseys. So hey, all you new Rays fans, go to bandwagon.com. Because you're not like one of those baseball fans who sweat it out all season. You only show up when the getting's good in the postseason. Not wearing team colors, but a variety of colors. You're a fair weather fan, but your field's even indoors. So Tampa Bay Rays fans, jump on the bandwagon and get your Rays gear now. There's plenty to choose from at bandwagon.com.
6:24 with a timeline for the night of October. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Today is the 282nd day of the year. There are 83 days remaining. We kind of early mentioned on just left after 6. This is National Pet Obesity Day. Bailey, you want to go for a walk later? Go for a walk later, Tubby?
Well, if I'm anybody's pet, then yeah, it applies.
It is also World Egg Day, and I love eggs. But hold the phone. It's International Beer and Pizza Day.
What? Yeah.
How can you drink all day when you don't start in the morning?
It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
On this date in 1701, Yale University was chartered. On this day, 243 years ago, 1776, a group of Spanish missionaries settled in present-day San Francisco. They stayed at the Marriott.
Actually, the Grand, not the Grand Central Hyatt, the Hyatt.
The Hyatt
Embarcadero is the one to stay at in San Francisco.
Ooh, Embarcadero, not too far from Pier 39. Love, 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 love that food. And I love the chowder in the bread, the bread bowls. Mmm, it's so good. I love San Francisco. 1855, the sewing machine motor was patented by the man named Isaac Singer. So, of course, they named the company Isaac. 131 years ago, 1888, the Washington Monument officially opened to the public. 1919, the Cincinnati Reds win the World Series 5-3, defeating the Chicago White Sox 10-5. The victory turned hollow amid charges that 8 of the White Sox had thrown the series in what has become known as the Black Sox scandal.
Oh, cheats and liars.
And that line, truly, where you hear, say it ain't so, Joe, is a little boy, a paper boy, saying that to Shoeless Joe Jackson. 1926, the National Broadcasting Company forms. 1836, the Hoover Dam begins transmitting electricity to Los Angeles. 46 years ago in 73, Elvis and Priscilla Presley got a divorce in Santa Monica. After 6 years of marriage, she was awarded nearly $1.5 million in cash. That was a lot in 1973 money. It's still a lot in
today money.
Yeah.
$4,200 a month alimony for 1 year. Half the sale price of the couple's $750,000 home and 5% interest in two of Elvis's publishing companies. That was probably the big enchilada.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
34 years ago in 85, Yoko Ono dedicated a 2.5-acre garden memorial in New York Central Park to John Lennon, the memorial named Strawberry Fields. And now our song of the day as we continue our series of songs recorded in Muscle Shoals. They were attracting some of the biggest acts in the world from the late 60s through the 70s particularly. The songs had a certain flair with the help of the famous backup band, all local guys, local musicians in Muscle Shoals called the Swampers. Skinner recorded 2 albums out there. Some of their biggest songs like this one from Street Survivors. What's your name, girl? Magic of Muscle Shoals continues tomorrow and all this week and well into next week as well as we continue to remember the music from that iconic moment up there. 1976 one-hit wonders Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band number one with the Fifth of Beethoven. Dun-dun-dun-dun. 33 years ago in 86, Fox debuts the Fox Television Network.
1992, a 26-pound meteorite lands in the driveway of the Knapp residence in Peekskill, New York, destroying the family's 1980 Chevrolet Malibu and putting a big old hole in the driveway. I wonder if they covered that. Well, yeah, we covered that. Remember that
commercial? Yeah, does that, that's not Farmers.
Farmers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Still thinking about Farmers.
We covered it. Farmers. We know a few things because we've seen a few things, whatever it is he says.
Farmersonly.com.
Hey! 23 years ago in 1996, opening game of the American League Championship Series, 12-year-old Jeffrey Meyer turned a probable flyout into a game-tying home run. See, he reached over the right field wall at Yankee Stadium, sweeping the ball into the stands into his baseball glove. His catch helped the Yankees win 5-4 in 11 innings. Birthdays. Today, John Lennon would have been 79 years old.
Wow.
Scott McCreery is 26, American Idol. Zachary Ty Bryan, he was one of those little kids on Home Improvement, the oldest son. He's 38, not a boy anymore. Sean Lennon, isn't it amazing Sean has a birthday on Daddy's birthday? He's 44.
That is amazing.
Scott Bakula is 65. Quantum Leap.
Sam.
Yay. Tony.
How old is he?
He's 65.
Okay.
I can never say Tony's name, but I'll love this guy. He's 66 today. Tony.
Shalhoub,
thank you. He is so funny. He is such a great actor. All right. And Sharon Osbourne is 67 today. Still puts up, apparently, with her husband. Jackson Brown, one of my favorite artists in all the world, is 71 today. Countdowns, national, well, let's see. Oh, I didn't put the countdowns in here. Well, we know that today is the 9th, so 11 days till birthday. Halloween is 22 days.
86 till Christmas.
Okay, and the time changes 3 days later, 86 till Christmas. Oh, by the way, I did the computation. You said you were talking about what's in the store. And barbers will be in the store. Barbers will be in the store on November 1.
We're talking about eggnog.
Carrie wants the eggnog that I bring back from South Florida.
Yeah, but I got to wait till the end of the season to get that from you.
Yeah, so, listen, we look forward to that.
I only get eggnog 2 months, maybe now 3 months out of the year.
Yeah, right.
I'll take it as soon as I can get it from where I can get it.
I get it day one. When it goes into the store.
Thinking of being a farmer.
And 86.
Well, actually, the brand I bring you is called Farm Store.
Yeah.
It's thicker.
Made with love.
It's thicker. That's it. Go ahead, play the sound.
6:32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Farmers, we're still looking for rain. Very dry today, a warm day, tolerable humidity, high around 90, which is where we were yesterday. Comfortable tonight, mostly clear, low 65. Near 90 again Thursday and Friday. Risk of some spotty showers in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday as the next cold front arrives. And boy, oh boy, the air next weekend looks great. 82 for a high Saturday, 53 for a low Sunday morning. And another cold front arriving by next Tuesday night with even cooler air. Wow. Right now this morning, we have northeast winds at 5 miles per hour, a few clouds, 69, 634.
Well, we had a great time last night at the Pizza Place. Had a little focus group tonight, our weekly gathering at Baumhauer's. And I want to talk to you about Halftime at Baumhauer's. That's their new happy hour setup from 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. Half off, select crowd pleasers. And who, if you've never had a fried pickle there, you got to try them. Warning, very addictive.
Yes.
Their chips, cheese, and salsa, half off. Spencer's gooey fries, hot lips, and the tailgate burger and fries, half off that as well. 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. For hydration purposes, $2.49 for domestic pints, $3.49 for well drinks. Craft and import pints are $4.49, and you get half off glasses and bottles of wine, 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. It's halftime at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. TV coming up, and we're talking Halloween candy, one of the most controversial topics we've ever addressed.
It's a shocker. Warning.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting news, y'all. But
before we get to our folks over at CBS 8, ABC 32 on Rising, let's get the traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The big news this morning is the Troy Highway. If you're headed outbound to Troy, you're not going to get far. Taylor Road and Troy Highway, just past that intersection, there is a vehicle fire that has all four lanes of traffic halted. There is no movement through that area. Traffic is even backing up on Taylor Road. If you're out that way, you're going to be sitting there for just a little bit. Around Montgomery, we have no issues right now. Interstate's looking good. Boulevard, the 31's in from Prattville and Wetumpka. All nice this morning. Drive carefully out there. Montgomery Cardiovascular is now located at Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Turkey on the verge of invading northern Syria.
The announcement putting pressure on the Trump administration days after announcing U.S. troops would be removed from the region. Several lawmakers growing concerned over the possible genocide of our Kurdish allies. Now this morning, Kurdish fighters say Islamic State militants have launched several suicide attacks already. No word on casualties. Several lawmakers calling on NATO to help avoid a humanitarian disaster there.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez, an American among the three scientists awarded the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for the development of lithium-ion batteries, first truly lightweight batteries. Winners are American John B. Goodenough of the University of Texas at 97, the oldest person ever to get the Nobel Prize, British-American scientist Stanley Whittingham, and Akira Yoshino of Japan. America's listening to Fox News.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up.
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Wednesday.
We ain't one at a time in here. They broadcast me out on the radio. We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
Well, it's darn close to showtime as we hook up with the Alabama News Network and our friends on Rising. I wanted to get that story, just in case we have time to hit it, about the lady that went on the rant.
Yeah, did you find it?
Yes, I did.
Good. Good for you, Greg.
Yeah.
Wow. Somebody was excited.
Yeah, we're listening to our friends at CBS 8 and ABC 32 in queue. And they're very exuberant this morning, talking to each other during the break.
What about? What's got them so excited?
They're not on the air, folks. They're just...
Are you going to ask them? You should ask them.
Oh, no. They think we're eavesdropping, and of course we are.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, actually.
And then that was a producer saying to us, 30 seconds out.
How am I look, Dwayne?
You look fine.
You look great.
You look just fine.
You look the color of...
I have... No, this does match something, and I could prove it.
The color.
Oh. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Golden mustard.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
No,
I don't
wasn't
believe you.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Halloween is right around the corner, and Newark Services.
Services?
Found that 94% of people, what is wrong with me, believe candy makes the holiday sweeter.
Yeah, that survey also found that 90% of parents use Halloween as a time to talk to their children about balance and moderation.
Yeah, that's the right time.
Right.
Control.
Right.
58% of people believe you should eat a whole piece of candy corn at once.
You wrote that statistic. I don't know. Let's bring in 3 minute lady over at a whole piece of...
Like just throw the whole thing in your mouth?
Of course. I want to know what we're going to get if we go to Ryan's house. What are we getting at Ryan's house?
Let's bring in 3 minute lady.
I know this segment makes our show sweeter.
I want to know what we're getting at Ryan's house when we go and knock on the door.
Yeah.
What are we getting
all
at Ryan's
four of us.
House?
What are we getting?
Weather radios.
Oh.
Two of them for you.
Oh, man.
I don't know if anybody noticed.
What? This pug, if you're lucky.
A pug, if you're lucky.
This shirt is a direct...
You choice words, because I will be asleep.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Not for long.
Turn the light off. What are you saying about your shirt?
I was at the vending machine downstairs. Uh-huh. It's the same color as a bag of peanut M&Ms.
Oh, wonderful.
So if I could put
I was going to say as Jalea's skirt.
You know.
Bag
so
of peanut M&Ms.
Oh, you guys are matching today. How
about
sweet.
That?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
They're
both peanut M&Ms now.
You guys can plan that, but she can't plan getting breakfast over here.
Dang!
Hey, I finally...
How were those BLTs today?
I was finally able to eat breakfast after 4 days of stomach virus. That was great. Hey, but back in
365 of a fast for breakfast, but I'm really, really glad that you're back at it.
Thank you. Hey, back in our day, we would get whole bags full of candy because we'd do the whole neighborhood and you wouldn't have to worry. It was a safer time. And, a whole bag. Didn't you do the whole neighborhood?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
And my daughter, I'm glad, because Halloween's her favorite day still.
Mm-hmm.
There would be large groups going through the neighborhoods, and it was a nice area, and they would all get a bag full of candy.
Yeah.
The thing, though, there was a story yesterday, I don't know if you guys caught it or heard about it, about a woman in Rancho Cucamonga, California, who put out to the Homeowners Association, I'll just share a little bit of this with you.
The type of candy?
Over the last three Halloweens, I've noticed candy stock has become more and more diluted with cheap candy.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, Dum Dum, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers.
High standards.
That's right.
Says Dum Dum, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers may be suitable for Ontario, Fontana, and even Montclair, but not here in Rancho Cucamonga. She wants king-size candy bars and brand name candy bars, and none of this fun size.
Why not cash?
Well she called out the elderly for that.
Well,
yes.
She's spending some good cash on that. Yeah.
She said.
Cats or cash?
Cash.
Cash.
For our elderly.
Okay, making sure. I was like, wait a minute.
She said directly to the elderly residents.
Who were giving dimes.
Halloween is not a dumping ground for your pennies and nickels. If you give at least a quarter or don't bother at all.
Oh, jeez.
So she's demanding because they're very upscale there.
That's
wants.
That's right. Come on.
The Halloween handouts to
She's
be...
She's speaking for a lot of fed-up kids. Same. I was going to say, I still have a bad taste in my mouth from some cheap
wax
homeowner
lips.
from like, what? Dental floss?
I give out Hershey's and Reese's cups, the fun size or snack size.
I give out Tic Tacs.
Everyone talks about how young I look. Do you guys think I could still get away with trick or treating?
You totally could.
Does your mommy know you're out?
So close.
Just telling me one of the.
You in the city? He looks just old enough to be questionable. And
you are.
Emails before and said, "Are you dressing up as a news anchor today?"
You are a one-man impersonation of a boy band. That's what I would.
That would be your list. Hey.
I'll put that on my resume too.
Yeah, sure.
A one-man impersonation. He hasn't even seen my dance moves
band.
Yet.
No. Okay, I tried.
Are you gonna have
that one in there? Nobody thought that was funny.
Do you guys have candy standing by just in case?
Don't have
for
it
for myself.
No, I'm talking about for Knox.
Oh no.
I don't have it standing by yet, but no? I would see. Out of the two of us, who do you think would open the door to their home first?
Probably Eric.
Well, I mean, between me and Jay. Jay's not going to open the door to anybody.
Jay's not going to open the door,
His
no.
His name is Jay.
Jay's going to call the cops.
All right, well, that is all the time we got, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, have a good one.
Bye, guys. If you want to hear more from 3-Minute Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.3.
We got to do something about this lighting in the studio because it is making my hair look white, which it is not.
I mean, I'm on there every day and I look like Casper the Friendly Ghost because the way this light is over my head, I just deal with it. But
you can, on that high definition camera downstairs in that tight dirt shot, you can see every single particle on my face, every whisker, high definition is.
I remember.
It's really.
I was still working for that ABC station when HDTV was first being introduced. Yep. And I remember the news anchors were all freaking out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can cover it with pancake makeup on TV, but in HD when they're doing a close up.
Yeah.
They were flying in people, makeup people, to tell us how to do it because pancake does not work on HD.
Mm.
Still haven't found a convoluted introduction for random facts.
Well, you better find three just to be safe.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what's in there and, you know, how much conversation it generates. Because everything on the show is a conversation.
Is it?
I thought we'd been over all this. At 6:46, why don't we get to the Cheap and Trash?
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
It's really a weak group of stories today. Apparently, Angelina Jolie. And this story has nothing to do with Brad Pitt or the 80 kids that she's adopted. Apparently, she likes to go paintballing, and she's very aggressive.
Ooh.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's fine.
That does look like it could be fun. I know people that did it, but I've never had the opportunity myself. In fact,
there's people on TV doing it right now.
My buddy Paul Brown, I think finally I'm going to the shooting range a week from Saturday to learn how to use my .38, which has nothing to do with the election.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob Gronkowski is returning to football as a TV analyst for Fox.
Wow. He'd probably be a good one. He's exuberant.
Yeah, I would think so. I think there's a lot of potential there. God, this has happened twice now this morning.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
Yeah, one of those websites that collects clips for adult viewing.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know what the hot thing is now?
Oh, I'm afraid to ask.
Joker porn.
No.
Joker porn?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, 741,000 searches this past weekend involving the word Joker.
I'm sure for Halloween, on those costume sites, there is Joker costume for males, and then females is sexy Joker costume.
Right.
You mean like the sexy cheating scandal costume? What was the one?
Yeah, well, the one you showed the other day that had...
Oh, that was sexy Mr. Rogers.
Right, Mr. Rogers. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
It's interesting, though, because oftentimes...
I don't think Mr. Rogers ever had sex.
Entertainment... Won't you be my lover?
No.
It's never a farmer.
Don't you sully his memory with your dirty fourth grader talk.
He's all red.
I won't have it.
You're listening to Three Men and the Virgin Mary on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB.
Mr. Rogers was a national treasure.
Without sex.
I think in a moment we're going to be buried treasure. Emily, it's not me. These two guide me into naughty
you
thoughts.
You instigate.
They're bad influences.
You set them up and they just knock them on out of the park.
All I do is laugh at the funny ones.
That encourages them.
I'm sorry.
John Wick is getting a spinoff of The Female Assassin.
I heard about that, yeah.
This is a sad story. I talked about this a little bit yesterday in the afternoon, that Ellen...
Yeah, and the Bush, what is the big deal about
there
this?
There shouldn't be a big deal about it. It's great. We know they're political opposites or probably don't agree on a lot of stuff, but the fact that they can sit there and have a conversation is exactly the example we need to be seeing in this country, and instead, the hate, the rage mob gets on there and condemns Ellen.
No. She had a really great monologue addressing that because she always, in her show, tells people to be kind to one another. Mm-hmm. And the big point of that was, she said, when I say to be kind to everyone, I mean be kind to everyone, not just people that have the same views and opinions as you do.
I think the fact that Clinton and Bush became good buddies is just amazing. They became best buddies.
People waste a lot of time being hateful for no reason.
I'm not, I don't watch the Ellen Show. I think it's silly, but I understand its popularity and I respect it. She's been an incredibly successful person. But it's a sad day when the organized rage mob of America has to come out and make her life miserable for attempting to be social with somebody that they don't care for.
I hate social media. I just hate social media.
I'm getting there too, man. I really am.
I jumped off the bandwagon a year. I'm a year off of Facebook now.
Don Johnson says they're thinking about a Miami Vice reboot.
No.
Somewhere I have to find the picture of me and Don.
Will they have walkers too for them?
I would say Don Johnson's got to be late 60s, early 70s.
And what about the other guy? We always forget his name.
Well, he disappeared. Philip Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
He just kind of fell off the face of the earth a little bit, didn't he? Did I miss it? Oh, you'll be glad to know, for those of you who believe 100% that the Eagles rule, they're going to play their Hotel California album in its entirety on their new tour.
With a choir and an orchestra, and that's all they're doing is Hotel California from start to finish.
They'll be in Atlanta on a Friday and Saturday night in early February on the 8th and 9th. And
Rich
already
won't be here that day.
Well, already my buddies have contacted me. Have you seen this? And then there was another word after that.
Another word.
Stuff.
Pray tell. Here is David. Good morning.
Good morning, all.
Hey. Morning.
Hey, I've always thought that when they did another John Wick movie, it needed to be John Wick trying to kill Jason Bourne.
Not bad. Yeah. Not a bad idea to team that up.
That would be epic.
Oh, not bad.
I think that would be an awesome movie.
I have enjoyed all the John Wicks. John Wick 1,
they
2, 3
awesome.
Have just been fantastic.
Really good movies, yeah. God. Very well done.
I'm going to have to check them out. I have not seen John... What?
You know, the first one to me is still the best, but the second one was awfully good.
It really was. Third one was not bad at all either. That little
not
knife
bad at all either,
with
yeah.
was great.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you know, John Wick can't hold a candle.
Oh, I knew it.
To John Wayne.
Oh, Wick can't hold a candle.
Oh,
Wick.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I see what you're just saying.
Yeah.
So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
All right, later. Because the red light, which is the joke light behind you, was on.
Look, you got Jay all choked up over there.
It doesn't take much now, apparently.
Because he won't go to the doctor and find out what's wrong with him.
What's with this conundrum? I got three different...
That's what we call not
I picked the
unity.
First one. This is ununity.
Yeah, we're not unified on this.
I will make the decision. With...
Because I'm the one that has to think about everything in a larger context.
Oh, yeah. We're just plebeians.
Hey. Ooh. That plebeian off me.
6:54. As you heard in the countdown with Rich during the timeline, we are getting very close to holiday time. And those who think ahead to the holidays... And especially that gift or two, that person that's always hard to shop for, may I suggest an early visit, not a last-minute visit. You still have that option, but an early visit to Brian Jewelry in Prattville. And let them help you either create something from scratch, because that's what a professional jeweler can do. Hey, you can even build a watch that's customized to the person you're shopping for. You have the amazing War Eagle Roll Tide showcases that have great first-rate gift ideas for someone you're shopping for who's passionate about the greatest rivalry in sports. And know this, too, that Brian Jewelry stands behind every purchase, free care and cleaning for the lifetime that you own it. And as professional jewelers, they can repair it if something happens. So, my recommendation is you can bounce all over Alabama trying to find what you want, or you can go to Brian Jewelry and order it up, because that's what they do. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville. I recommend a visit to the website. Their website is awesome. You can also join the club at Brian Jewelry and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
One more time.
With just a matter of minutes left in the hour, John Mitchell Jr. can get in.
John Mitchell Jr.
can get in touch with us at 396-5477. And if John Mitchell Jr. does that, John Mitchell Jr. will qualify for a $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings, all a part of the name game, which you can play over at newstalk931.com.
Again, that's John Mitchell Jr.
Yeah, senior, please don't call. John Mitchell Jr. All right, traffic, Fox News coming up, and our Star is Born salute to John Lennon today.
This is Montgomery's Skywatch traffic. We understand things are getting back to normal on the Troy Highway. A vehicle fire earlier had all four lanes blocked, but things are beginning to move just a little bit, so we hear. Also around the city, Boulevard picking up some cars, a little bit of business going on, but no accidents. I-65, 85 looking good. The 31's out of Wetumpka Prattville looking good as well this morning. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football, stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and browse with no pressure. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants. Plus, 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th, from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
And now, a star is born. On October 9th, 1940, the world welcomed little baby John Lennon.
Congratulations! It's a boy! But where's the father?
He's across the universe.
Well, you could use more help. If only you'd both come together.
Could you imagine?
John Lennon, a star is born.